going to take one very last round of questions, then I'm going to come back to the panel for the
Robin, your question first.
Sorry, John.
Chris Whittle has spoken four or five times. Every other panel has had a chance to speak, and I have not had a chance to speak on any of the questions.
My fault, honestly. I did actually mean to bring on the question of leadership. I just forgot. I'm sorry. You're next.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Let me say, first of all, that I think that working class communities have been poorly represented. Not unrepresented, but poorly represented. And I think, however, I disagree with Terry in that I don't think politics has been a failure. I think politics has been a success. I think there's been tremendous changes in Belfast over the past 15 years. This city is unrecognisable to what it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago. There's been tremendous investment. Look at the tourists coming in. Look at the infrastructure that's been built. Look at the progress that's been made in terms of employment and education. Two universities thriving and world-class universities. So I think that there's been real progress, but there have also been failures, and significant failures. And those failures have most affected working class communities. And if you live in Poitras or Bangor or Cumber or Antrim, you may be very well off and things may be moving very smoothly for you. But if you live on the Lower Newton Arch Road, on the Shankill Road, the Lower Falls Road, there are still major problems. And despite Gerard's proud boasts about how good Sinn Féin are, those issues of unemployment, education, underachievement also apply to Republican and Nationalist communities as they do to Unionist communities. So there are real issues that we have to face. And the chattering classes may chatter away, but unless you talk to people from those communities, you will not be able to solve those problems. We must involve them in the solutions. We must listen to them, hear what their solutions are, engage with them, and work together. And that goes both across the class divide and across the green and orange divide. And I'm proud to say that I come from a party that worked closely with Liam Lasky. Billy Mitchell and Liam Lasky worked closely to achieve significant amounts in North Belfast, and I'm proud of that, and that is the way forward, and that is the way that we will achieve it, working together.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to give everybody 1 minute going around the panel again, from Chris and to John, to come back to the issue under discussion. I know we've read through a lot of things. I want everybody to say what the answer is in 1 minute. When the 11 future councils have to deal with the flags issue, what is the best solution? Chris.
Well, I made clear my position from the start of my opening comments. I think the designated DES provides a settled policy that can allow people across the board to know where they stand in relation to this issue. What would the position be if it were an independent Ireland? Is that no flag again as well? Designated DES for me is a long-term solution that can settle that issue. People need to inform themselves and get involved. I think we're allowing some of our political representatives to play Russian roulette with their futures. You need to know where they stand and whether or not they are leading on issues. I was a volunteer youth worker in Inner East. I've been involved in volunteer interface monitoring. I've sat on front homes of the interface and spoke with ladies who've broken down as a result of the human and economic consequences of division. I will go anywhere and speak to anyone and offer representation. I'm passionate about giving people a voice. People without a voice, I understand, are frustrated people and can be dangerous. And my party is passionate about doing that. But I believe a shared future is a place where people will be able to fulfill their potential best.
Okay, thanks so much, Chris.
What the question was. Just in terms of councils and decisions, to briefly reference the Newry Clay Park decision, because I'm aware I'm probably the only one who hasn't, I thought that decision was wrong. I said so publicly as soon as I heard about it, and I think it was a lapse in judgment, and I wouldn't try to defend it here. In terms of, as I said, I think it's really worrying the fact that we'd start all these new councils with exactly the same thing. I think it can't just be about flags over the civic buildings. I think we have to have a discussion about flags and emblems. And again, any debate, somebody has a copy of the Good Friday Agreement, is usually a positive one, but John's document there makes reference to some of the guidance that it's given about using symbols respectfully. It's not just about civic buildings. I know in the area I represent in South Belfast, the biggest source of discontentment is the flags. that appear on lampposts, and they just appeared in the last couple of weeks. And so that's clearly not about the Jubilee or about the Covenant. It's done to provoke and intimidate. And I think any discussion and deal we do on flags has to be about any flying them from public property, and I support anybody's right to fly a flag from their own home. I don't want to jump the gun in terms of the process that needs to take place, but I am increasingly thinking that the solution of designated days across the Northern Ireland is something that needs to be explored. But all flags need to be addressed. Perhaps some sort of a regulatory system, as in the manner of parades, is something that we should go towards. If they go up for a particular event, a named individual, the crack I have, the responses you get, oh, the boy who put them up is away, we lost our ladder, all these things, we try and get them taken down several months after parades, is outrageous, actually, in an area where nobody wants them there. So we need to look at symbols and emblems and identity in its totality. But I do think that, you know, I certainly be prepared to step out of my comfort zone on that, and I think that sort of generosity of spirit is going to be necessary from all parties, including my own.
Okay, Claire, thanks. Stephen.
Thank you, Robert.
Future for the new authorities from the emerge.
Absolutely. I come back to the sort of where I started, and it needs to be about community engagement. When we have people in the streets, we need to bring them into the political protests. Freudian slip there. I'll certainly join you for a pint after. We do need to have dialogue, and dialogue is the only way. I can't say an answer because I don't represent the whole of Northern Ireland. I'm one elected representative for North Down. But the question was asked about what engagement did your party made with working class Protestants. Well, apart from electing a boy from Ballybean as their leader, my colleague John Barry, who's actually from North Dublin, has made tremendous strides in representing the working class Protestant areas in North Down, and indeed to the extent where he says, okay, he voted for on North Down Borough Council, the council putting in funding to 12th of July platform, but he said, let's do so with the agreement of the community, and let's have designated areas for flags, so as we do flag respectfully. At that time of year, let's celebrate British culture. But at the same time, we need to get to a point where we can celebrate nationalist culture. And it comes back to Chris's point, is there a place for flying the Irish flag? And again, that would be something we have to put out there. I suspect it would engender quite a strong emotional response. But the one thing I would say, when the Irish flag stops being a threat, it'll lose any power in terms of the fears of unionist feel. So, you know, as I say, it's not for me to decide on behalf of other people, but it's a conversation we need to have.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. Christopher, again, the future. So, as you said, what's the solution?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say to you that I have a cast iron solution. And I think all political parties need to be prepared to say that they don't know. I think for people to say, you know, designated days or bust, it's quite clear that the people that I represent are not comfortable with that position. They don't support that position. It's also clear, and I think it was an important point that Paul Bradshaw made, we do have a job to do in terms of civic education, and I certainly would support that in terms of, you know, I remember my class in school, there was only four or five of us who were interested in politics, and we were the real freaks. You know, the huge majority of people didn't care, didn't understand about politics, didn't take any interest in it. So I think there's something to be said about increasing civic education and understanding. As I said, at the start of the conversation, someone said that someone wrapped in a union flag was using it as a weapon. My argument would be actually they were using it as a shield. And they feel themselves to be under attack, and they feel their culture. And I see some people rolling eyes. It's very easy to roll eyes at people who feel themselves to be under attack and who feel their culture is being chipped away at. But these are the people that I represent. This is the community that I am from. And it might not sit comfortably with some people to have to deal with that reality. We would all prefer that everyone thought the same as ourselves. I know that I would. But we have to recognise that people think differently about these issues. And this blasé assumption that people should simply accept designated days or bust will take us nowhere.
Okay, thanks, Chris. I'd be terrified of everybody thought like me. John, future solutions.
Thank you, Robin. Well, as a gentleman over here said, Timing is everything in politics. And I think this is an incredibly complex issue. And I think, frankly, this is not the time to solve it. There's not an issue that is, there's not a solution that, can, that is achievable in the short term. In the long term, there will be, but in the short term, there's not. However, I do think that we do need to look at the whole cultural equality stream in the Good Friday Agreement. And I think that we've lost it. And I think that we need to step back and take a look at it again in a dispassionate and as objective a way as we can and say, what have we done what we hope to do in terms of cultural equality and parity of esteem and respect for aspirations of each community? And I think that really does need some calm and serious looking at our inspection. And finally, I do think that, and I've annoyed Terry by disagreeing with him, and I'll disagree with him again and say that really, we're embarked upon a generational project. We are not going to solve the problems of Northern Ireland in the next decade. I do believe it's a generational issue, and it starts with the kids, and we need to get it right with our youngest. And the preschool kids need to be working with them and give every child a good start and start where they've got a stake in our society. And I think then there is a possibility that we will see, we may be surprised at what we can achieve within our own lifetimes.
Thanks, Tom. Sure. Good job.
Northern Ireland is ours. It belongs to all of us. And we have to share with this and find a way to do so constructively and not make the mistakes that we made in the past. I think what's happened recently with this protest has highlighted a lot of the issues that need to be addressed. I think if I had more time, I could say to you that each of the issues highlighted could be addressed. I think political leadership from all sides is lacking in respect of that. And I think that needs to be, that challenge needs to be taken up by our politicians and calm things down rather than raise issues in a divisive way. I think we have to create an inclusive sense of identity, whether it's a Northern Irish sense of identity, a British sense of identity, or an Irish sense of identity. I think we should try and find more politics that's more normal. And it's very, very disappointing Labour won't organise here. Conservatives have, centre-right. I think the working class areas right across Northern Ireland need centre-left politics, and I hope Gerry's going to take Republican movement that way, because a lot of the issues are duly highlighted and challenged, but certainly in the Conservative end of things, we want to meet those challenges as well. And I think when it comes to the flag, I think it's looking to see how can we create something that's inclusive, bearing in mind the constitutional position as underlined in the 1998 agreement. And so designated days right across Northern Ireland in all our councils and government buildings. I think you could fly the Northern Ireland flag in the other days. If you don't like the current Northern Ireland flag, then could we not find one that we can all agree upon that represents us all? There's also the Ulster flag, because we're part of Ulster, even though we're only 6 counties of the 9 counties. So we could fly that as well, as somebody suggested in the Belfast Telegraph, beside the Northern Ireland flag on the other days, on the designated days. And on St Patrick's Day, why not fly St Patrick's Cross on St Patrick's Day? And I think the protesters have to recognise that we have listened to you, we've heard the issues that you've raised, and I think we have to convince you that those issues that you've raised will be addressed. And I think we have to find a way of calling off the protests, because it is doing tremendous damage to our image and to our economy. And we talk about jobs for young people and all the rest of it. We have to drive the economy in a way that generates those jobs, that we can train our young people up so they can fill those jobs and make this a place which people want to invest in, which companies from around the world want to invest in. I can tell you, for the people who have come here, say this is a fantastic place. We sit in each other as a real jewel, but we just do so much damage to the place because we don't find a way of sharing it peacefully and stably.
Okay, thanks, Gerard. Your party has just got a lot of support in the west of the North of Ireland. You might want to say how you think we should plan out across a number of local authorities in the future.
Gentlemen, first of all, my local parish priest had a hand up there for about 40 minutes and never got his presence in our
It wasn't intentional discrimination, I guess you didn't see it. Tell me,
as I said earlier, for me, it's about equality. So you either recognise both traditions, when we come to the flag, we either recognise, as Alex Mosky has alluded to earlier, Alex acknowledges both traditions and kept both flags in the corner. So we either do that or you don't.
I can't easily give
it's quite clear Belfast is a changing city. I mean, we are enriched by people from all over the world who have come to our island to raise their families, and you know, in my view, that's enriched us all. It's enriched the city, and you know, we're famous throughout the world as being a welcoming people, a welcoming city, a welcoming country, and you know, that's the message, of course, that we want to see going out throughout the world. But of course, there are people here who disagree fundamentally about what I believe in, and that, of course, is I believe in the reunification of the country. I believe it's a good thing. Someone said earlier that there's no support for reunification. Well, I would challenge that. I think this is going to be an interesting time. We're going to open up that debate. We're going to open up that discussion. And it'll be interesting to explore the various views around all of that, because, you know, a lot of it, again, is misinformed. There's a lot of misinformation around all of that. So I think we're actually in an exciting period where we're going to open up and explore those type of opportunities.
Thank you, Joanna. I was slightly concerned when we said 9:40 we're going to start with David, and I want me for another nice discussion. Rebecca, who was the honest?
I think, as I said earlier, like, Labour don't have a specific view on this. I think I'd hope that each council might be able to make a different decision themselves democratically. And I think this is linked with a lot more dialogue with constituents. I think that's like one thing that's come out of tonight, is that politicians need to be a lot more accountable to the people that they're representing. You need to be able to speak to your representative whenever you want to. You need to be able to know that your opinion is being heard, whether your union is being represented by a nationalist. It doesn't matter, because that person should still take on your view. And this again links to what was said earlier about political education. I think people, at the end of the day, need to know what they're voting for in a shared society, and that we need a compromise between different communities on this issue and on lots of other issues as well. I think that we need a policy that best fits. At the moment, that policy is designated days.
Okay, but if I may jump to the councillors.
Still here.
Still here. I just was
regretfully, but still here.
Yeah, and then at least we're coming to an end. I thought your priest was here. Hear your confession, and that would have taken a long time. a couple of points. It was people mentioned about say getting politicians into their and meeting them and actually with communities. Peter Robinson once said of David Trimble, he can't even walk the streets of his own constituency. It would now appear to be some element of truth about that with Peter Robinson. Some of the points that have come up as regards the main question, Robin, about the new 11 council model, I'm perfectly happy. I'd like to see the 11 council model on designated days throughout Northern Ireland. I think it's a sensible policy. On that support for United Ireland, even in the Republic of Ireland, I think the poll yesterday put it at 23%. Wanted Irish unity now, so don't get too optimistic. You do need to look about sort of the designated days and council areas across Northern Ireland, and get on with real politics and what you do. And it is something we should be wanting to see and celebrate. And that's, it comes to part of why I'm so adamantly against unionist unity, because you do not get that diversity that you need to be representing people from all shades and traditions within unionism or outside unionism. You need some of that, the left-right mix. You need different types of candidates coming in and reaching in to working class areas, be they Protestant working class, Catholic working class. The issues tend to be the same of education, underachievement, right throughout. We need to get in and do early intervention. And oddly enough, Peter Robinson can do more on those issues as First Minister of Northern Ireland than he can as leader of the DUP. That's what he should have been, and that's what real political leadership would have been, about getting in
to those communities, helping people whether they're in Jerry's community or in parts of South Down. That's why you need a range of views from people like myself and Trevor England and a centre-right agenda to these old lefties here. You need that, or young lefties, sorry, thinking of John Kay. You need that range, and that's how you actually engage with people and attract more people out to vote, not just offering them, this is your choice, take it or leave it, and that's how you engage with communities across Northern Ireland. But it's a big real issue, real politics, and that's how we have to change Northern Ireland and learn how to share the place.
Okay, John, thanks so much for that. I'd like to thank everybody on the panel for their contributions this evening. I think we've had for the most part, a very reasonable and constructive discussion, which I welcome. I'd also like to thank everybody for coming and making your points also reasonably and constructively, to also welcome Platform for Change was set up to promote political realignment in Northern Ireland towards a post-conflict society and to promote civic participation in politics. I think this is a good example of the kind of thing we can do. If you want to know more about this, please go to our website. We'll be welcome you to sign up to our platform and to take part in future events. But for now, I'd just like you to show your appreciation for the panel and also for yourselves and your contributions to the panel. Thank you very much and good night. A very large number of people seem to have to promise other people they'll buy them a drink, so you're liking to talk about it amongst yourselves.
Thank you.